Hi, I'm Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because it's time to pay the piper, guys. Hello. Okay. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Today we have a sponsor, Chuck Norris, and I will talk about him a little later. But let's get right into it. Paying the piper, guys. I mean this. If you or anybody you know that owns a condominium, you should do everything you can to get out of it. And if you know a friend or anybody that's going to buy a condominium, they should not do that right now because of what's happening. We all heard about, you know, the Champlain Tower South, which was the condo project that completely collapsed upon itself. Now, what this has done is it's made it so that people that run these condos have to protect themselves as an association. Now think about this. Think about capital reserves. Look, before we even get into the Champlain Towers bill, think about this. Right now, if you know that you are on a condo board and you know that you live in an area where the roof, let's just say the roof has a 10-year life left to it, okay? Okay, 10 years, and it's gonna cost $1 million. Well, technically, theoretically, mathematically, they have an obligation to withhold $100,000 a year and put it into reserves. If they do this, in 10 years' time, they will have the $1 million. That's for the stuff they know about. You know what I mean? The problem with this is that now these people are obligated to go out and inspect the condo units one after another. They're supposed to have authorized professionals that know what they're doing, whether they are architects, whether they are structural engineers, whether they are landscapers, whatever. Because think about it, you could have irrigation problems based on, you know, the vegetation that you have at your condo complex. Who knew? Well, if you don't have the plumbing set up correctly and you're not dealing with this, it could cause huge catastrophic problems. Foundation, electrical, everything. Electrical is another good one too. But what's happened is these people are now signing on the dotted line saying, hey, I inspected these units on this date and here's what it's going to cost. This is just the inspection stuff of things that they know. Who's going to pay for that? Grandma and the condo owners. So I am telling you guys, you're going to see an absolute catastrophic problem with these condos, especially in Florida, because Florida has thousands of homes available right now for sale right now. And yes, some people can afford them and money doesn't, you know, matter to certain people, but for the rest of us that it does, these houses are sitting on the market longer than they ever have. Even since 2008 debacle, you're seeing condos sit there forever. Now what's happened is Senate Bill 4D, SB 4D they call it, this has made it so that people need to deal with inspection. And as of 2025, which is just, you know, 7 months away, guys, 8 months away, you're going to see a problem where they have an obligation to inspect each unit and fix them. Now think about this. Oh, well, that just covers the roof, Dan. No, it doesn't. Think about this list, because I'll leave this story below. It's the roof, the load-bearing walls, the floors, the foundation, fireproofing and fire protection, plumbing, electrical systems, waterproofing, and exterior painting, windows, and any other items that has deferred maintenance that could be in excess of $10,000. Think about that. Hey, that patio structure by the barbecue that you like to go out to? Yeah, that's going to cost more than 10G, so we need to set aside money for that. Who's going to pay for this? Grandma's going to pay for this. You guys don't understand the debacle that's going to come out. I have talked to so many real estate professionals that are saying that this could cost themselves hundreds of thousands of dollars. One real estate professional out of Vegas told me that he's seen assessments of $240,000. Do you have $250,000 sitting there to pay your association? By the way, you don't get that back. It's just to the improvements to make sure the place is safe. That's your share. And you can sit there and say, that's crazy. You're going to see this be $100,000 like it's nothing all over the place, okay? Now you have to pay your association dues or they'll throw you out. My buddy Doug, the number one thing outside of people not paying their mortgage is not paying their association right now. And he's foreclosing on these people one after another right now. Now, we're seeing such a debacle right now with the National Association real estate lawsuit. And again, for the people that are honest, okay, they understand that there's going to be a cataclysmic shift in real estate purchases coming very shortly, okay? There was a $400 million settlement, and I've had real estate agents write me and say, this was just a money grab, Dan, to get money from the lawyers and have the lawyers get paid. Okay, guys, you can believe whatever you want. You're going to see the real estate agent go away just like the travel agent did. You're not going to see this. I had a TikToker who just set up a new site, okay, that's going to be to assist you in your listing of your house. And it's not, it's a listing agreement. So, you know, you're going to see this. It's absolutely fascinating. Think about this. It's called a listing review agent. Huh. Well, why would you need a listing review agent? Well, what this is going to do is it's going to make it so that, is your listing agent doing what they're supposed to do? You're going to see the buyers have to pay the buyer's agent. You're going to see the sellers pay their own agent. And you're going to sit there and say, oh, they're just going to split the commission and the seller of the home is going to pay this. It's not, guys. You're going to see a major shift. But you're going to see bankruptcies like you've never seen before. Part of the foreclosure process right now is all of these people that own these condos right now that are going down for the count. You haven't seen anything yet when it comes to the financial requirements that these condo owners are going to have to come up with. It's going to be crazy. This is going to come to a city near you, to a county near you, and it's going to make the condos unaffordable for the average person. And again, so many people live in places like Daytona Beach, and they have these condos that have been paid for, and now they're going to be hit with bills that they've never dreamed of in their entire lives. So get ready, guys. Get ready to see these people lose their homes like you've never seen before. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Let me know what you think. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris. Think about this. Chuck Norris is in his mid-80s. He is in fantastic shape. He, a few years ago, changed his workouts and did just three things in his life and in his diet to make a huge difference. And it completely revolutionized his stamina, weight gain, joint pain, everything. If you go to the video below, chuckdefense.com/Dan, you can see these three differences that Chuck Norris did in his life to completely revolutionize his health. Check it out today. Think about this. Joint pain, belly fat, making yourself fit. Chuck Norris came up with a system that he said completely changed his life. And it was three simple things. You need to check it out today. Go to the link below. It's the easiest way to watch the video. But check out what Chuck Norris did to make a difference in his life. And he feels like he did in his 50s. But he can work out longer, play with his grandkids. He's healthier. Check it out today. Use the link below. This is beautiful down here in Laguna. One person that keeps giving quotes this week is good old Jamie Dimon from Chase Bank. Jamie Dimon now says real estate is going to be in stagflation, and this is a major concern. What stagflation is? Low demand, high prices, hit by high unemployment. And this is going to be a major factor in affecting the price of real estate. Now, guys, I am telling you that I have all these people that are in the negativity market, you know, and that is foreclosures of real estate, offices, homes, mobile homes, condos, everything. And they're Greg Mannarino on the drag strip. Their foot is to the floor right now, and they're going to, you know, do it in 6 seconds. It's going to be crazy. You're going to see so much time and so much effort put into these foreclosures right now. The banks are fed up, guys. The banks need their money. and story time is over. So you can sit there and say, Dan, prices are going to stay high. Demand's going to stay high. No, it's not, guys. People are not being able to afford these prices. You're going to see, again, that people have regretted the purchases for the last 2 years. Since 2022, 75% of the people that purchased a home said it was a mistake and they wish they didn't do it. Then you add the Biden numbers into it. The inflation numbers couldn't come at a worse time for this guy. Now, personally, I think that you're going to be voting for Donald Trump and Governor Herjel. Okay, that's what I think, guys. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but there are three debates scheduled that will never take place right now, and with Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That's just me. So share your thoughts on that. Now, next thing, guys, is the Hummer GM's big car. Well, they just ditched having the EV Hummer brought back. Huh. Okay. Well, I guess there's no demand for that. I know somebody that, you know, had a real Hummer, the one that looked like a tank, and the thing got probably 8-9 gallons, you know, miles a gallon, and it was just it was like sitting in a plane. It was so big. Okay, so there's that. And then there's a great story about a woman that went to charge her Tesla, and a peasant that had a Rivian in front of her, she called the cops on it and said, this person is at a Tesla supercharger. And now there's an adapter, guys, for these cars, okay? And the adapter set up to where you can charge on any car. So, but, oh my God, we come first. We're the best. So, craziness, guys. Absolute craziness. So there's that. And now there is a term for Prius owners. And from somebody that's owned a few Priuses, there's a thing called the triangle of death, and that is that the battery's done, the car's done, and you get this warning light that cannot be fixed. But when I was broke, I found a way around this and found a way to fix the car. So the Cybertruck is getting this red warning on certain Cybertrucks where people are being told that the truck's done. You gotta take it in. It's completely dead, and they have to tow that tank into the shop. Once again, guys, some things are just not ready for production right now. Now, flash forward to a few years ago, a few years ago, you know, we were talking about all the fake meat that was out there. And one thing that I got a kick out of is how awful it tasted. Now, there have been some studies out of the UK that were sent to me talking about how the fake meat is horrible for you. It raises the possibility for type 2 diabetes. It's got more fat content, more soy content for men that shouldn't be eating that much soy, all these different things, but read the stories below. But it's funny because all of these benefits have been just disproven. I mean, they've just shown them that this is not the case. And the stuff basically is unhealthy when you extract certain things out of that stuff. So let me know what you think. Is there a brand of fake meat that you sit there and go, wow, this tastes so good, and why do you eat it, okay? If you're not supposed to eat meat, why don't you just be a vegan, okay? I have a niece who's married to a great guy who had a cholesterol problem. They tried drugs, they tried pharmaceuticals, they tried exercise, they tried everything, and nothing worked for him. He tried eating that stuff, and he hated it, and he went full vegan, okay? So that kid lowers his cholesterol, lowers all this stuff, and completely fixes his health. Some people, that's the way to go. For me, I would die if I couldn't have meat, guys. Share your thoughts on that, okay? What's for lunch? Do you ever have a situation in your life that something happens and it really changes you and it really sticks with you? I had something that happened this week. And my brother, about a week and a half ago, says, hey, what are you doing Sunday night? And I'm like, nothing. Do you have a date? Can you go to see Bruce Springsteen with us? And I'm like, okay. Now, not a particularly big Bruce Springsteen fan. I know a few of his songs and have a couple on the iPad. So, it's great, okay? But I want to tell you that this completely changed my life because I went and saw this guy's show, and the 74-year-old man who literally walked out on stage and did not leave and did not stop moving and was in fantastic shape at 74 years old. And it really stuck with me because I don't care what your excuse is. You've got to take care of your body. You've got to get yourself in shape. And this made me want to get in shape, okay, even more, and work out more and run more and get myself better, because I am telling you, everybody in his band left at one point and took a break, and Bruce stayed out there and was moving the entire time, and it was unbelievable. But I'll never forget just sitting there going, wow, this guy is incredible. The show's incredible. And my brother leans over to me and says, this guy's got at least another hour. And he had another hour and 20 minutes at that point. So again, that completely changed me. Then there was a story sent to me about a woman who's a triathlete, who's completed her fourth triathlon, you know, running, bicycling, and swimming, okay? She started working out when she was 40 and didn't get herself in shape till she was 40, and she completely transformed her health and her body and everything. Now, I'm never running a triathlon. I'll probably never run another half marathon as long as I live. But the point is that you've got to get yourself fit. You have to get yourself spiritually fit, whatever you're into. Be right with God. Be right with your community. Be right with the people around you. Be right with your family. And I had a friend of mine this week who told me how much he appreciated advice from me because, you know, her parents are getting older. Her dad was in the hospital. And I'm just like, you know, fix this. You've got to. You've got to be the bigger person. You know you're the bigger person. You're the nicest person in the family. Do what you can do. That way, at least you made the effort. And it fixed everybody. And everybody's together. Everybody's talking now. Everybody's doing better. But again, guys, take control of your own life. Take control of your own health. Take control of what you put inside of it. Don't do anything destructive. And you know what that means, what you're doing. Whether it be food, drink, drugs, whatever, fix it. But will we all be Bruce Springsteen? Of course not, okay? But when you see a guy that can perform for 3.5 hours, and I'm like, wow. And then next stop, going to just another city. It was crazy, okay? But that really stuck with me, and I'm getting my chubby ass in shape a little bit more, okay? So, okay? So share your thoughts on that. Here's a few international stories. So many people write me and say, these problems are only in the United States, Dan. Outside the United States, everything is great. Okay, let's start with Japan first. Japan just did a survey to thousands of people and asked these families, how do you feel about inflation? Where do you think prices are going to be 1 year from now? And 85% of them said prices will go up. People with kids especially said that they cannot afford things right now like they did 2 years ago. It's gone up and out of control. Now, once again, global inflation is a huge problem. And even if the people that live in Japan, they know how bad this is. You've got to accept the fact that things are not going to go down. These lies and the free money that was given out around the world has just created these problems. So protect yourself by making sure you save money. Don't just squander your money, okay? And please, okay? The grounds here in the Montage are beautiful. There's all this cool stuff out here. So, but you know what I mean? That's crazy. And then the other thing is the squatters. Well, that's a California problem. No, it's not. How about this one? Gordon Ramsay has a restaurant, 16.1 million pounds, which is about 20 million bucks in sales a year. This place, York in Albany, was taken over by professional squatters. They took his appliances and his kitchenware, and these degenerates are completely destroying this restaurant. And Gordon Ramsay, who you know the guy, okay, completely out of control. I love his restaurants. I love his fish and chips too. Last time I was in Vegas, I ate at the restaurant that was at Caesar's Palace. We had a great time. Food was fantastic. This place is completely taken over by squatters. This is happening globally. Now, they barricaded the doors, and read the story out of the Post. It's fantastic. But these degenerates, that's what they're doing. They sneak in the windows, they steal things, they ate the food. They've just destroyed this restaurant. But like Ramsey says, I don't want restaurants that are out of control. The kitchen's in control. Well, this is a place that's out of control. So it's going to be interesting to see if squatters are going to come to a city near you. I am telling you guys, these laws cannot come fast enough, as far as I'm concerned, with protecting these people and all the hardships that are happening right now. So share your thoughts on this stuff, guys. Let me know what you think about this. But again, these problems are happening everywhere, absolutely everywhere. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. We are still seeing real estate here in California that's insane. In Cupertino, California, there is a house that is 384 square feet. It is basically a closet. Hotel rooms are bigger than this, okay, to give you an idea. It's $1.7 million. But people want to buy the lot and rip it down, and down the street there's $5 million houses. So $1.7 million to get you in that great neighborhood to rip this house down. Crazy, 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 crazy. In-N-Out Hamburger, their CEO, Lindsay Snyder, her grandparents started the company. She runs the company. And she says, we're going to do everything we can to keep the prices reasonable. Now, literally on April 1st, they raised the prices about 80 cents for a combo meal and stuff like that. Prices have gone up, but they're committed to keeping the prices down, even with having to pay the $20 an hour. It's funny, when I was in San Francisco about 10 years ago, I was shocked that the In-N-Out Hamburgers in San Francisco advertised signs that said $18 an hour. And the idea with that was because of how expensive it was to live in San Francisco. So God knows what they're getting paid now. Final thing was the Netherlands. The Netherlands is talking about how they have billboards for McDonald's that pump out the smell of McDonald's fries. Isn't that crazy? 200 billboards that when you drive by or walk by, it smells like McDonald's fries to get you in the mood for that. All I can think of was when I was in elementary school, we had one substitute teacher that everybody liked because he worked part-time at McDonald's, at Disneyland, and knew all these stats about Disneyland. And when you walk on Main Street and you go by the candy store, they had a fan that would pump the smell of whatever they were cooking, whether it be caramel, whether it be caramel apples, cotton candy, whatever, and they would pump that into the street, and we would literally know where to stand because he said there's a marking in the street. If you stand there, you get just blasted with this, the smell of fresh candy, guys. So now you can get grease, smell of fresh grease, okay? Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Please, guys, if you want to email me, hello@iallegedly.com, onward and upward. So much going on this week. I cannot wait to share with you guys. Very excited about a bunch of cool things. And I will see you guys very soon.